8. FDR's Death and Legacy, approximately 5 minutes. As you walk through the doorway of a wall suggesting a map of the globe, you'll step from carpeting onto a wood floor. You will also hear the strains of a mournful violin. About 3 feet in front of you, to your right, is a 10 feet high by 8 feet wide reproduction of the front page of a newspaper with FDR's photograph and the headline, President Dead. The date, April 12, 1945, is affixed to the panel in bold, raised type. Feel free to trace the outline of the letters. The text reads, On the morning of April 12, 1945, an exhausted President Roosevelt awoke in his cottage at the presidential retreat in Warm Springs, Georgia. Worn down by heart disease and the stresses of wartime leadership, FDR had come to Georgia to restore his strength after the Yalta Conference. At 1 p.m., he was studying papers and sitting for a portrait painter when he suddenly complained of a terrific headache. Seconds later, he collapsed. Within hours, he was dead of a massive cerebral hemorrhage. Turn left, walk about 6 feet, and turn left. Under the words, A Nation in Mourning, a large black-and-white aerial photograph shows a large roadway with crowds of people lining the road on each side. In the center of the wall is a video monitor with images of Roosevelt's funeral and the many people attending, including a large group of people using wheelchairs. The film is activated as you walk through the entryway by a motion sensor in the ceiling. Turn right and walk about 2 feet to face a wall covered with a black-and-white photograph of a crowd of men and women mourning the death of FDR. To listen to additional information about this exhibit, please press 811 on your audio player. If you choose not to listen to this additional information, please proceed about 6 feet further along to your right. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. To listen to more information about the impact of FDR's death on Eleanor and his final days with Lucy Mercer Rutherford, please press 812 on your audio player. If you choose not to listen to this information, please turn around 180 degrees, walk about 8 feet forward, and turn right. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. You are standing at the entrance to a square room roughly 20 feet wide. Long benches sit along the left and right walls of the room. About 5 feet to the right, as you walk further into the room, is a painted portrait of FDR sitting in a chair in the Oval Office, with his mouth somewhat downturned. For brief additional information about this portrait, please press 813 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. In the center of this bright room is a replica of FDR's Oval Office desk within a huge 8 feet square glass case. Walk forward about 5 feet to reach the case. The case is sitting on a round navy blue rug with white stars around its perimeter. Please walk around to the opposite side of the desk to stand in front of an interactive touchscreen display about waist high that juts out from the glass desk case about 12 inches. To listen to a more detailed description of FDR's desk and the items sitting on top of it, please press 814 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. 5 large 6 feet wide by 10 feet tall floor-standing text panels surround the room against the walls, displaying FDR's 4 freedoms and a quote from his annual message to Congress in January 1941. In the center, the panel reads, In the future days, which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon 4 essential human freedoms. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Annual Message to Congress, January 6, 1941. The surrounding panels read, "The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear anywhere in the world." This concludes the eighth section of our tour. Please walk to the left about 4 feet away from the entrance to the room. Turn on a slight angle to the right. Walk about 10 feet to a doorway into the next room with a carpeted floor. You can access the audio description for the next section of our tour, The First Lady of the World, by pressing the rightmost button in the top row of your player's keypad, or press 9 on your audio tour player.